This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. It's been a slow start to winter in Colorado. CPR's Tina Sieg reports the mild weather has hit tiny ski areas owned by cities hard.
Many of these municipal ski hills cannot make their own snow, and the ones that can still need freezing cold to do it. Matt Nimitz is the manager at Durango's Chapman Ski Hill. He's only been able to make a little snow so far.
Yeah, I've wasted a lot of early morning hours just kind of waiting around or firing up everything and then deciding this isn't worth it.
But Chapman was able to partially open in time for the school district's holiday break. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A new exhibit at History Colorado encourages visitors to reflect on how political decisions and public pressure shaped Colorado's early history. 30th Star, Colorado Becomes the Centennial State, explores the debates that delayed statehood for nearly 20 years, including conflicts over taxes, voting rights, and who should hold power in the future state. Historian and exhibition developer Catherine Mercer says those struggles reveal the people behind the politics.
Each one of these attempts highlights these incredible people who really form the Colorado that we know today.
The exhibit will be on view until September at History Colorado in downtown Denver. It's timed to the state's 150th anniversary in 2026. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for listening and have a great Sunday.